This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. President Joe Biden made several promises about COVID-19-related topics during a CNN town hall meeting in Milwaukee last night. The president tried to clear up some apparent confusion about school reopenings. His press secretary recently said Biden's goal was to have the majority of schools open at least one day a week within the Democrats' first 100 days as president. But Biden says that was a mistake in communication. He says he's aiming to have most K through 8th grade schools open 5 days a week.
Because they're the easiest to open, the most needed to be open in terms of the impact on children and families having to stay home. My guess is they're going to probably be pushing to open all summer.
The president also gave an update on the COVID-19 vaccine supply. He says by the end of July, there'll be 600 million doses available, enough to give every U.S. resident two shots. He also says the number of vaccination sites continues to grow.
I issued an executive order allowing former retired docs and nurses to do it. We have over 1,000 military personnel. We have gotten the National Guard engaged.
Biden took several questions from about 50 people in the audience inside the Pabst Theater. In this audio, courtesy of CNN, Milwaukee nurse Desi Levy asked about the relatively low number of blacks and Latinos who have been vaccinated.
Is this a priority for the Biden administration, and how will the disparities be addressed?
Biden responded that addressing the disparities is a priority. He said community health centers, largely serving non-white citizens, will be getting more doses, and so will pharmacies.
Thirdly, I also am providing for mobile vans, mobile units to go into neighborhoods that are hard to get to.
The president also promoted his coronavirus relief package that could get a House vote soon. The Wisconsin Republican Party criticized Biden yesterday for his visit and for his executive orders since taking office. The GOP also calls for more schools to open. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.